Hello, listeners. Today is Wednesday, December 21st. Welcome to Behind the Numbers, Reimagining Retail, an e-marketer podcast made possible by Telium. I'm your host, Sarah Lebo. Welcome to our holiday game show spectacular. We have a very special episode today with five guests, yes, five, all fighting to win one amazing, wonderful, spectacular prize that doesn't actually physically exist, which I am calling the Retail Cup. Before we get into the games, let's meet our guests. First up, it's the man who knows the mostry about grocery, Blake Droesch.
That's a good one, Sarah. I like that. Nice to be here.
Thanks, Blake. Blake's winning.
Hey.
Up next, she lives in the UK and is putting her retail knowledge on display. It's Karina Perkins.
Nice. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Our next contestant is someone who we all look up to. It's Skye Knavis.
Hi.
Hey, Skye, I'm going to get kicked off this show before it starts. Also competing today, he's back. It's Zach Stambor. Hey, Zach.
Hello.
Hey, Zach. And finally, last but not least, even though she's going to ask me why she was introduced last, it's Susie David Canyon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. How is everyone feeling today?
Apprehensive.
Apprehensive. Awesome. Are all of your Apple Watches set to workout mode for the mental workout you're about to endure?
Absolutely.
Great. Well, we've gathered our five contestants today from near and far to show us some holiday cheer. Today's competition is broken into two rounds. First, all five contestants will answer five multiple choice questions. Then the three winners from that first round will continue on into a buzzer round where I'll ask them to fill in the blank on as many questions as we can get through. If that doesn't make sense, don't worry, you're fine. All you have to do is listen. Not our contestants, though. They have to compete. So to reiterate, this first round is multiple choice. To prevent cheating, our analysts are going to message me their answers and I'll tally them up. I will read off our answers and keep us posted on how our contestants are doing. Contestants, are you ready to go?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yep. All right, let's jump into multiple choice. So our first question, besides Amazon, what is the only other retail media ad business we predict will net more than $1 billion this year? Besides Amazon, which other retail media ad business will net more than $1 billion this year? Is it A, Walmart, B, Instacart, C, Etsy, or D, eBay? Those again are, oh, okay, you're sending them in the Slack. Awesome. Great. All of our contestants got that one right. They all said A, Walmart, except for Blake, who just wrote Walmart. You just need to write your letter in the Slack. But that's a little behind the scenes.
He's trying to get brownie points.
Well, he's not succeeding because he didn't follow instructions.
Minus one.
All right. All of our contestants got that first one right. That was a warm-up round. We predict Walmart will bring in $2.22 billion in U.S. digital ad revenues this year, coming in second among other retail media networks. Yeah, everyone got the Walmart one correct immediately, saying that Walmart is going to be the next biggest retail media network behind Amazon. Will anyone ever unseat Walmart or Amazon here?
Yeah, it's funny. You could kind of just, I mean, I didn't know off the top of my head, but as soon as, you know, you threw out that $1 billion point, it's kind of obvious that it has to be Walmart just because there really isn't any other retailer that has an audience that can really command $1 billion in ad spend after Amazon. It sort of has to be Walmart. And if you look at, you know, not that they haven't made like a lot of investments in retail media, but if you look at the retail media list, it kind of mimics the e-commerce sales forecast as well, which Amazon and Walmart dominate. So that was just kind of the backhand, like, you know, off the napkin. And how I got to that answer without actually knowing the official retail media numbers off the top of my head.
It's true. The next in line is Target, and I think they're a little bit behind. So because you were asking in terms of their retail media network platform, Walmart is partnering with another vendor partner to try and mobilize the data and to get more people onto their retail media network platform. And so I think Target, it's a matter of time, but it'll be some time before it gets to that threshold.
But beyond Target, there's really nobody who can even come close.
I mean, Macy's.
Well,
I guess.
How strong is Macy's retail media network?
I mean, I think it depends on how you calculate how strong it is, but they are growing leaps and bounds, and they're putting a lot of energy and effort into it. And they have a lot of data already from before, so I think it's also a matter of time. I think because they don't sell CPGs, it'll be harder for them to get to that really big number. Mm-hmm. But I still think it's a force to be reckoned with for all of the other types of like apparel, footwear, accessories.
That makes sense. On to question two. What percentage of U.S. adults have used augmented reality or virtual reality while shopping as of our most recent survey? That's our October 2022 survey. What percentage of U.S. adults have used AR or VR while shopping as of our most recent survey? Is it A, 8%, B, 13%, C, 20%, or D, 27%?
Is it have used or are interested in using?
It's have used. So if you're familiar with our surveys, which all of our analysts are, it's those first two things, either have used and are excited about and have used and aren't sure about, those first two combined. The numbers are A, 8%, B, 13%, C, 20%, and D, 27%. Are your answers plugged in?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yep. Send them over. Okay. Big mix of answers here. We have Karina and Zach said B. 13%. Blake is saying D. Susie and Skye say C. The correct answer is B, 13%. So that's a correct answer for Karina and Zach.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Good work. Yeah. 13% of people have used AR or VR for shopping in some regard, which I think is going to go way up for AR in the next year.
Yes, I think when we look at our surveys and we drill down into the demographics, we see that that older Gen Z, younger millennial group of 18 to 34 year olds has already used AR, VR at a much higher rate, at least twice as much as the overall rate. And that doesn't even include younger shoppers, teenagers who are also using it as they join the shopper ranks in larger numbers. They'll also increase using this because they're mobile first. They're already using these technologies on a daily basis on their phones, and it'll come more naturally to them to use them while shopping.
I also think retailers are going to amplify that because it reduces their return rate, hopefully in the long run. So it's in their favor to use AR, VR, and fit technology and other programs, tech programs, to try and enable shoppers to buy the right thing that they need versus buying something that they're not 100% sure about and then returning it.
Makes sense. All right, let's keep moving to our next question. Question three is more of a history question for y'all. In what year was the first Walmart Discount City, the store which would become Walmart, in what year was the first Walmart Discount City opened? Was it A, 1945, B, 1956, C, 1962, or D, 1977? Contestants, do you have your answers in place?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, send them over. The correct answer went to all four of our U.S.-based contestants. The only person who did not get this one was Karina, who lives in the U.K.
So unfair for Karina.
The correct answer was C, 1962.
Really no idea.
The power of Walmart had the answer.
The correct answer was C, 1962. Congrats to all of our U.S.-based analysts. Sorry to Karina.
I don't think Walmart is in the UK anymore. I feel like they got pushed out or they chose to come out and exit.
Yeah, they sold Asda.
Yeah.
The Walden family is the closest thing we have to royalty in the US. So.
What
well,
about
now
the...
we have Prince Harry and Meghan
That's
Markle.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. So we
stole
actually
one
do.
Of ours.
Yeah.
For our next question, we are moving into the UK. What percentage of UK digital buyers will use Click and Collect in 2023? Is it A, 48%, B, 55%, C, 68%, or D, 74%? That's what percentage of UK digital buyers will use Click and Collect in 2023? Contestants, do you have your answers written down?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
All right. And send them over. Mix of answers from all of our contestants. We have Zach, Blake, and Karina saying B, Skye saying D, and Susie saying A. The correct answer was D74%. So that one goes to Sky.
Oh, man. There goes my lead. Wow.
So here's the thing. We write quizzes in our newsletters every single day. And every time the answer ends up in B or C because it's you don't want to make it the highest or the lowest number. So this time I made it D.
I will say that we have our UK click and collect forecast review immediately after this recording. So
So it is going to change.
But also we'd all be more aware of the number if the meetings happened to be in reverse.
I should have not hang my head in shame.
No, you were just
no, because it's
grocery.
Changing. You didn't need to commit that to memory. So even though we might be updating this figure soon, 74% is a lot of people, a lot of digital buyers in the UK using click and collect. Is that more popular than in the US? And why is it so popular?
I picked the high number just because I know that e-commerce penetration is much higher in the UK. And I think I just heard anecdotally that click and collect is also very popular there. So that's why I went with the big number. Karina, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's really one of those services now that's just expected of all retailers. We've seen even Primark, who's a sort of big budget retailer, they've always been very much about their bricks and mortar offer. And they've introduced click and collect now because it's so much in demand. I think people are returning to their workplaces. Delivery isn't always convenient and they don't want to pay for delivery. So it's one of those services that we're really seeing sort of picked up during COVID, and it's still very much in demand in the UK. So it doesn't surprise me, to be honest, that it's that high. And I think it might see further growth.
So it's not falling off as COVID behaviors dissipate?
No, from our forecast before it's updated, it shows that actually click and collect sales are outpacing wider e-commerce sales now. So whereas wider e-commerce sales have taken a bit of a hit as people get back to sort of pre-pandemic behavior, click and collect is still growing at a reasonably fast rate. And I think that is really about people wanting, they want that mix between physical and digital shopping, and they want to be able to choose and sort of have a completely seamless experience. And I think click and collect is a really important part of that.
Mm, understood. Okay, the current standings are Sky and Zach have 3, everyone else have 2.
Wow, it's neck and neck.
It is neck and neck. We're going to do one more multiple choice question, and then if we still don't have 3 winners, we will do a tiebreaker. Is that a gasp?
Yes, it was a gasp.
So our next question is going back to the U.S. Sorry, Karina. It's not exactly a fair quiz. This year, U.S. retail e-commerce passed a major milestone, totaling $1 trillion for the first time, according to our forecast. Technically, this year isn't over, but that's our expectation. Next year, how much does our forecast project U.S. retail e-commerce sales will total? So this year, they passed $1 trillion. Next year, what do we expect them to total? Is it $1.01 trillion? B, $1.16 trillion? C, $1.78 trillion or D, $2 trillion. I skewed these too much for the U.S. All of our analysts who live in the U.S. got that correct. Karina did not get that correct, but she said C, which was really close. I'm so sorry, but congrats to our 4 analysts who did. Oh, I didn't say what the correct answer is. It's B, $1.16 trillion is what we expect total retail e-commerce sales to be next year. So that leaves us with Sky and Zach at 4, Susie and Blake at a tie, and Karina falling behind because Karina's our UK expert. Let's do a round of applause for Karina for being the one who knows the most about the UK.
And the UK answer wrong.
Okay, those are our 5 multiple choice questions. Congratulations to Sky and Zach, who have made it through to the next round. Susie and Blake, you're staying for the tiebreaker.
I'm okay with Blake going. It's fine.
Come on, don't bow.
It's a tiebreaker.
Yeah. not now, not that's after all this.
That's why I wrote a tiebreaker.
Specifically for you and Blake.
I know, I'm nervous. I'm really, really nervous.
After all the trash talking.
All right. Our tiebreaker is another forecast.
Oh, God.
And it's another U.S. forecast. Tiebreaker question. This one is not multiple choice. Next year, we project 236.6 million people in the U.S. will shop via mobile. So next year, 236.6 million people in the U.S. will shop via mobile. How many people do we expect to actually buy via mobile? So not just shop and browse, but actually click purchase via mobile.
Oh, you want the number or the percentage?
I want the number of people, and whoever gets the closest answer will move on.
Wait, what was the original number?
So next year, we project 236.6 million people in the U.S. will shop via mobile. For reference, that is 83.9% of the population. How many people do we expect to actually buy from their phones? Whoever gets closest will move on. 236.6 million will shop. How many will buy? So Susie's doing math on a calculator.
Obviously.
Are you guys ready to send over your guess?
Yes.
Send them in. So just to read off what your answers are, Blake said 200 million. Susie said 98.7 million.
How many shoppers converted? How many are buyers on their mobile phone?
The closer answer is Blake. 187.4 million people will actually buy on their phones.
Wow.
So 66.4% of the population.
No, it's not. Is it really that
high?
That's our forecast. Mm.
I'm so happy for you, Blake.
I could tell. It shows.
Can we get a round of applause for Susie for being our most competitive analyst?
Thank you.
Thank you to all of our contestants for joining us for this. These were super specific numbers questions. All of our analysts offered great insights on the things that actually matter, though, the analysis. We're going to jump into the second round, but first, a quick word from our sponsor, Tealium. Today's consumers not only expect amazing, personalized experiences, they also expect brands to respect their preferences and protect their privacy. That's why retail brands like New Balance and Rakuten are using Tealium's customer data platform to build personalized omnichannel shopping experiences that never go out of style with trusted customer data. Learn more on how a CDP can help you balance privacy and personalization by visiting tealium.com/industry-retail. Welcome back from the break. Our three finalists are Sky, Blake, and Zach. Susie and Karina are still around. They're watching. They're going to see who wins, who their competition is for next year. The current scoreboard is Sky and Zach with 4 points and Blake with 3 points. So Blake is a little bit behind, but that's okay because the points are about to go crazy. In this round, the buzzer round, you'll get 3 points for a correct answer, but you'll lose a point for a wrong answer. Our finalists will buzz in with their own unique buzzer. So Sky sounds like this, Blake will sound like this, and Zach will sound like this. And then they'll give their guesses. If none of the contestants get the answer, then yes, I will give clues. So we're going to do 5 minutes on the clock. And the time starts now. Amazon surprised some this year when they announced that they would be doing a second what? Blake.
Prime Day.
Correct. This month, Walmart announced Trendgetter, a new tool for doing what? Some hints here. Trendgetter, it has to do with something you do on your phone for mobile commerce. More popular with young people. Sky.
Texting?
It's not texting.
Oh.
It has to do with looking for things you want to buy. Blake.
Social commerce.
It's not social commerce. It's close. One last clue. It is distinctly a mobile function for looking for new goods. Any guess from Zach?
I have no idea what this is.
This is a new tool for visual search.
Oh,
no one got that one.
Visual search. Oh, what's it called?
Oh, my goodness. I should have.
Trendgetter.
Okay.
Zach should have gotten that one because his team wrote about it.
Yes, I know.
This month, Wall Street Journal reported Amazon would be copying TikTok by doing what? Sky.
Launching a short video social commerce inspiration type feature.
Yeah, vertical video and photo content. Q3 was a good one for physical stores, as evidenced by a previous report that said store openings outnumbered what? Sky.
Closings?
Yeah. In November, Estee Lauder acquired which perfume company? Zach.
Tom Ford.
It's Tom Ford. More than half of Starbucks' U.S. sales in fiscal Q4 came from what kind of customer? Sky.
The loyalty customers on its app.
Rewards members, yeah. Okay, that's at halftime with questions. Current standings are Sky has 12 points, Zach, you have 7 points, Blake, you have 5 points. But there's still time to catch up. So, Blake, Zach, let's see those answers. This one's as of time of recording. So after Tesla shares took a hit, Elon Musk is no longer the richest man in the world. That title now belongs to the CEO of what retail company? Sky, you raised your hand before I was done reading. I'm going to give it to Blake.
Oh, come on. That was not in the rules.
That wasn't in the rules. All right. That's right. That's not in the rules. Sky, what's the answer?
It's the LVMH.
Yeah, it's the LVMH CEO. Louis Vuitton Hennessy?
Yes.
From now on, let's do raise him after. I'm doing it.
Okay. I'm being handicapped.
One of the biggest U.S. retail stories of this year was the announcement of a potential merger between which two grocery giants? Blake.
Kroger and Albertsons.
Yeah. Starbucks recently launched Starbucks Odyssey in beta, which takes its rewards program to the next level with the addition of what tech craze? Sky.
NFTs.
It's NFTs. Another huge U.S. retail story came from TikTok, which is rumored to be opening what in the U.S.? Blake?
Fulfillment centers.
Yeah, distribution centers, fulfillment centers, yep. What shoe company opened a Feel House experiential pop-up in Brooklyn, New York? They're largely a shoe company. I'm going to give it away. They are Australian, and they were huge when I was in middle school. They're known for being kind of fuzzy. All right, all the hands went up. Sky, what's the answer?
I'm going to say Uggs.
It's Uggs. All right, last question. This one's my favorite one. It's been a year of high highs and low lows for cryptocurrency. This question is not about cryptocurrency. What 90s phenomenon with high highs and low lows was brought about by a toy company owner named Ty Warner? Blake.
Beanie Baby.
Beanie Baby is correct. Current standings are Zach has 7 points. Blake has 14 points. And our winner for the day is Sky with 21 points. Congrats, Sky.
Thank you. Thank you. I will dedicate my retail, what is it? What is the retail cup name?
I think I just called it the retail cup.
Okay. I will dedicate my retail cup to Susie. Well, I know she really wanted this.
Thank you so much. I'm so, what's the English word? I'm so touched that you are dedicating it to me, Sky. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to all of our contestants for being here today. Thank you so much to Victoria, who edits the podcast and is ultimately the winner of this episode because she gets to put it together. That is all we have time for today. So please give us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at behindthenumbers_podcast. Thank you to our listeners. We will be back next year in the new year with another episode of Reimagining Retail, an e-marketer podcast made possible by Telium. And tomorrow you can join Marcus for another episode of the Behind the Numbers Daily, an e-marketer podcast. Thank you once again and happy holidays.